Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa. Well, let me tell you, a little kitten, oh my gosh, this thing is so small. I've only had him for a couple of weeks, but I think the halftime he acts like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. He's running around crazy. Now, this is radio, so you guys don't see what goes on in here. We have a little bit of kung fu fighting, kung fu kitties here, and trying to keep track of the stinky cat who farts a lot. And I'm like, man, this cat farted on me, this little stink pot. well, I have a couple of announcements to make, and I'm very, very excited for a particular show. I mean, I'm getting a couple other guests on my show, and one I'm trying to watch some more of his films is Mel Novak, and he's actually worked with, like, Chuck Norris and a couple other films, and he will be a guest on one of my shows. I will announce that. Another show, which will be on June 22nd, I'm pushing the show time because I actually getting more and more involved in the martial arts community events and such in Hollywood with the stunt community. One of the things is for the future show on June 22nd, there's an event I was invited to out in California, and I can't make it at this time. But the Grandmaster Eric Lee, who I recently had on my show Sunday, he will be there at the event. It's actually the – I want to bring up Eric's page here because I want to make sure I am promoting the right name of it. Grandmaster Eric Lee, he has two pages, so I'm pulling that up right now. And he is a really great man, and I feel very blessed to have had him on my show. And on what it is on June 22nd, okay, that's a picture of them, but what it is it's Dragon Networks 3, and what it is, Eric Lee and Worldwide Martial Arts Council. It's a fantastic free event. Donations are encouraged to support the artist. An afternoon of martial arts demonstration, music, and entertainment. It's fun, fun, fun. And I'm not able to make it out there in California, but Eric will have his phone on live, and I'll be able to contact him during the show. And it starts out there in California at 1 o'clock, so the difference in Eastern time, I'll have to do the show at like 4 p.m., so it's a two-hour show. And I'm not so sure if Eric can get anybody there at the show, other martial arts and stuff. If he can, I'll be really happy because, you know me, I never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja, you know, growing up watching all these people at this networking event. I'm just like, I wish I would have been out there in California. And it's just like, this is like one of those things right now, you know, getting invited to all these events, but I can't make it out to California. But the next best thing is to have people, if I can get them on live on the air during the event. So that would be a blessing. But even just to have Eric Lee on my show again, that's a blessing. Because it's just, you know, working up my show, and I think I've done almost 187 shows now, and connecting with these people that these are like my idols, and be able to talk with them and share with the world. And it's not just about, you know, the martial arts and all the movements and such. It's really three things. In the martial arts world, it's to do, like I said, with three things. Not just the movements, you know, physical, but it's mind, body, and spirit. And when I'm talking with these grandmasters, it's just, it's amazing. It's very refreshing. And I know that in society, I mean, other countries it might be different, but it just seems like as people get older, and I don't like to use the word old, and it seems like it's been programmed in me since I was a little girl. And I'm talking about like a small kid and hearing everybody that they say the word old. But it's really that we're getting older. And to hear these people, these well-balanced individuals, and I know why they are called teachers with the experience, and they actually talk of their experience with me, and it's a great blessing. And when I was talking to Grandmaster Eric Lee on Sunday, and it was, you know, he has so much information, and I will have him on my show again because 2 hours is just not enough time to have these grandmasters on my show. So he's going to be on my show again, and I'm very blessed about this. And I just, my jaw is on the floor. When I just can't even, I don't even know how to respond back, but to hear their stories, hear their life stories in growing up in the martial arts community, you know, and of their life's experience. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. It's very refreshing. And for me personally, I think getting to know more grandmasters and just listening to them and their experience, I think it's kind of helping me in a way. So I feel, you know, very lucky and very honored to be able to connect with these people. It's such a wonderful thing. And to hear their stories, I'm just like, I'm like a little kid again, sharing my childhood with the world. But also to show, too, where I think everybody's so, you know, interested in the icons, like, you know, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, all these names, and, you know, like Bruce Lee and such. But, you know, there are other great individuals. Maybe people that are in the martial arts world, they don't know these names, like Eric Lee and even Grandmaster Kung Song, which I actually had him on my show, all these great people that were on my show. Like, people that aren't in the martial arts world, they might not know these people. So what I'm doing is also with my show is preserving history. That's another thing that I'm doing with my show is preserving history. And I feel very blessed. And there's some people that I will never be able to get on my show because they've passed away, like Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee. But the thing is, what I'm trying to do is connect more to save the words of these people on my show. Because, you know, there's so much stuff out there on the internet. And, you know, when someone passes away, you're not going to, it could be all hearsay and stuff. But if you get someone who's actually, you know, alive now and preserve that history and hear from their own words about their own life, you know, let them tell their story. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to do that on my show. I never thought I was going to do this. I never thought at all. And it just, like, dawned on me that my show has taken this much of a direction where when I started the show, I thought I was going to just talk about Jackie Chan and ninjas and all stuff like that and kittens or whatever. I had no idea it was going to turn into something like this, which is a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And getting the guests, I just, you know, it's not a typical, let's say, just an interview show. It's kind of like having a talking conversation, like on a phone. And it just seems like I'm able to connect, you know, with these people because it feels like I've known them my whole life. It's just that, and just hold on one second. What are you doing? The little kitten is pulling a blanket all over it and torturing. Little Rocky Balboa is torturing the big cat. I know, Jackie, I know. So if you guys happen to hear some screaming cats, they're actually doing kung fu in my house. So if you hear something, it's not special effects. It's actually the cats themselves. So they're having their fun, and they're torturing the crap at each other. Maybe I have to be a referee with them. But back to what I was saying with my show. It's just something where I never thought it would take a turn like this. Never thought, and I just feel very honored, very blessed. And another thing, too, is with the supporters and the listeners, you know, it's not just me, myself. It's a we. It's us. If I didn't have the supporters and the listeners, you know, people calling in, supporting the show and listening to my show, I would not have a show. So I'm very thankful even for, you know, not just from the guests, but people calling in, you know, people that are even listening in the archives. So it's, you know, it is really important for me to say this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for supporting my show. And it's growing, and I'm hoping, you know, to give back. And it's not just in the martial arts, not just to get people from Hollywood, but the other thing, too, is able to get other people that are starting in the business and give them a little bit of promotion. Because my show is actually, it's archived afterwards. So people can take a link and use it as for promotion. So it's actually kind of a good domino effect. So everybody that actually is listening to the show and supporting my show, you're helping other people's with their dream. Because what I'm trying to do is getting a bigger voice, yes, with getting the guest stars that are on my show, it gives me a bigger voice. So in getting a bigger voice, I guess the thing that I think of is like Stan Lee. What is it? Or is it Buddha Stan Lee or something? It's like with, how does that quote go? It's something like, with great power comes great responsibility. And yes, I'm a geek, I'm a nerd. And it's something that I do know that, you know, to give back in my own way. And there was one thing that I was thinking about. I have a couple of announcements, but, you know, right now I'm winging it as I can, as best as I can, because I wasn't planning on a guest tonight. Like I said, I have to do my own homework on a couple of things. But to think about that, you know, be able to give back is just, it's just something that, in my own way, when I'm thinking of Jackie Chan, what I was thinking in the past couple of days, which stuck in my mind, was the thing that Jackie Chan actually did. He does a lot of charity works and a lot of foundations. And when I saw this one that really, really touched me, I've never forgot it since then. There was one thing he was doing was called Operation Smile. And it was for children that had, like, deformities where they had a cleft lip and something wrong with their palate and they didn't have a normal smile. And I saw this one day, and Jackie was actually in the operation room with Operation Smiles, where the doctors were donating their time to help give children just a regular smile. And that has stuck with me. And I'm thinking, you know, Jackie's bringing all this attention to all these wonderful, wonderful charities and foundations. So in my own way, ones that I think are important, I can start talking about with. So I do know, it's like they say that people, you know, one person can make a difference. But I'm thinking, though, I mean, if you really think about it, it's a lot more work, but with a bigger voice, you know, getting guests on my show and have a big audience and support, there's actually wonderful things I can do with the show. And to lead into the next topic, which I want to talk about a little bit, I take this, you know, a little bit personal, this one, because it's part of my extended family, and I'm actually going to bring it up. And I'm just bringing it up here. It's called the Sarah Joy Foundation. And I'm bringing up the Facebook page right now. And what the Sarah Joy Foundation was started to honor the memory of the most amazing woman, Sarah Joy, who lost her brave battle to breast cancer. And what I do know about this is a woman that I would have called my niece. I've never met her, but I know a lot of people who, you know, miss Sarah very, very much. Now, Sarah, when she had cancer, she was pregnant with her second child, and she didn't want to do cancer treatments because she didn't want to hurt her unborn son. So I guess it was just so advanced that, you know, there was not much they could do. But the thing is, the time that she had left, she went and done so many things while she was still here on this earth. So her husband, I think Eric, who's my nephew here, I think he's the one who actually wrote this. I think he's the one that did this, even though the page admin is my big sister, Charlie. And it says, the mission about the Sarah Joy Foundation. Sarah Joy Foundation creates ways to help families and cancer patients enjoy their lives as fully as they can. The Sarah Joy Foundation was started in memory of Sarah Joy, who lost her battle to breast cancer at age 32, leaving behind her two young sons and her husband, Eric. Sarah Joy provides emotional and day-to-day support to assist caregivers and patients' lives each day fully. Whether it's a few hours away for the caregiver or a day trip for the patient and family members, Sarah Joy is here to help. The company overview. Thank you for everyone that is joining and liking the site for the Sarah Joy Foundation. As all of you know, Sarah was always full of life, love, and warmth up until she lost her long, painful battle to cancer. This foundation, this must be in Eric's, her husband, in his own words, this foundation is my way of honoring her as best as I can. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, I create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in her last year, did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw each beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do, or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer doesn't mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love, the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, the flowers of spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Stay tuned, God bless, and enjoy life. So that was on the overview on the Facebook page. So it's Sarah's Joy Foundation. I'm actually pulling up, and it does say the description on the page here. And hold on 1 second. The cat is climbing the wall. Hey, get down. Go ahead. Get down. Description, I'm just pulling this up now. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer. This information, I think it's on the page a couple of times, so I guess you can actually go there and check it out yourself. If you like the page or help donate, you can check that out on Facebook. Let's see. There is another thing that to me is really, really, really important. Now, and for me, what I've always, you know, I always say that I've never really wanted to be Barbie. I always wanted to be Ninja growing up. The thing in the entertainment business, and I know they say that these people, they come a dime a dozen. And it's the stunt people, the martial artists that do the stunts in the films. And I brought this up before, too. If you ever look on films, or you actually look on the IMDb page, and what the IMDb page, you go to .com, it's every actor, anybody that's to do with the entertainment business in the whole wide world has a page. When you go and you look at film credits, and you go all the way to the bottom, what's always listed last? It's the stunt people. You go to the IMDb page. You go to all the films. What's listed last? It's the stunt people. You know, anybody in the action stuff, it's always listed last. Maybe they save the best for last, but it's dawned on me on that, and I'm going, Like, okay. And many years ago, from what I was told from himself, the CEO, the founder, John G. Hagner, who I had on my show, he actually said many years ago that when he was doing stunts, when he got into it, they told him, you know, especially in that time period, which is over about 50, 65 years ago, that there was sworn to secrecy and they couldn't even talk about them doing their stunts. Now, can you imagine that for your job, what you're doing? You can't even talk about your work. How would that make you feel? I mean, if you were a teacher or something like that, and it is important to have teachers, but imagine sitting around the dinner table and you can't even talk about your work. I mean, how would that make anybody feel? Another thing is these people, they put their lives on the line for sake of art to tell stories to come to life in films. And a lot of people say, well, they get paid to do that. And it's kind of like almost insulting to me when I hear that. It's kind of like when someone says that stunt people, they get paid for it, so it's okay if they get hurt and stuff like that. That's their job. I do understand that. But when I hear that over and over again, it's like taking your fingers and going against a chalkboard. That's what it feels like when somebody says that to me. Because if, you know, it's like people don't understand what people go through about the training and everything that they do to help be part of the film business in the film, the stunt people and the martial artists. So the thing that I had gotten involved with where I was actually welcomed on board by John G. Hagner himself as a board of advisors on the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. So what I've been trying to do, and I started it in December, is to raise money for a new museum. And I'm going to bring up the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame site. So I'm actually going to do that right now. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen, here on the website. Okay. A nonprofit organization, and if you go there and you look at it, so it says Falling for the Stars. And this is actually from the page itself, from the website. And what the museum is, it's all in storage and such. So this is the exact thing on the website. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies including Yakima Canuck, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. Email address is johnhagner@gmail.com. johnhager@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. And the Artist of the Stars, what that is, I'm actually going to bring it up. But John Hagner, besides him being a stuntman, and let me just let you people know that John Hagner is 85 years old. He's been in the business a very, very long time. He's a very talented man. He also plays the drums, too. So what I'm doing is the Artist of the Stars. And when you go there and you, I'm going to actually post this, one of the John Wayne, on my Facebook page. This is actually John Hagner, the CEO, the founder. It's his picture. So I'm posting it right on my Facebook as we speak right now. And he has so many things that he actually has done. You will not believe how talented it is because it's black and white pencil. So his actual show, his latest one is of Gary Cooper that they put up there, Kirk Douglas as Spartacus, John Wayne. Shows so many. This guy is utterly talented. Shows him with Eagle and a Rose, James Dean, Marilyn Monroe, Tom Selleck, Sam Elliott, and the list just goes on and on. You people have got to check out his artwork. It's utterly amazing, amazing, wonderful, beautiful drawings that he's done. Just utterly amazing. And this is even, you know, they do a lot of CG and stuff, so this is, you know, these wonderful, it looks like a painting. That's how well it's done in black and white. He's a very talented, talented artist. So if you check that out, you know, you can go there and check that out there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break, and I will be right back. What I'm going to do is I'm playing Cardiac is actually Let Me Know, and I'll be right back.
I've been waiting, girl, for this day. Let me know if we're ever. Sonic Beast.
Telling me how to feel. I got a real body girl, so I'm done with the feel. Ex-jock, but I still jock her. I ain't ashamed, I kinda proud, she's my doctor. She fixed my heart when I couldn't get a beat to start. Without her, I wouldn't have a beating heart. It's unexplainable, baby, take my words apart. I used to speak, but now I seem to hardly talk. Hushed tones, I'm staring at a work of art. Cause she the best, she the sun, she the sky, yeah. She the moon, she the star, she my ended here. I'm never tired, cause baby, you the best in here. I put it on my mama, y'all all I ever need. A winning lotto number and 50 feels of green. One of the prettiest things that I've ever seen. Someone tell me I'm dreaming, cause I don't wanna leave. Birthday cake, I wanna make a wish, make it last forever. I know the good times fade, prepare for stormy weather. You my guiding light, and yeah, you're with forever. I can't predict, don't wanna fight the feeling. Yeah, everything I ever missed, everything I'm needing. Vampire attack, and yo, I guess I'm bleeding. I give her all for you, baby girl, there's no retreating. I'm on the front line, I'ma hold it down. Cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I would apologize. Cause you know I'm not the mother guy.
Is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care, it's chemistry, man. Yeah, I seen it when you stepped in. Couldn't understand that sex is a weapon. Pardon the aggression, I need to have a session. Privately impossible, haters ain't an obstacle. Clothing is optional, my, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do, say what you gotta say. Sound piece and analogy, heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic, say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate, got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs, just into love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming of. On the dance floor, I grabbed you close, I tapped your chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast like a whip down a side street. Cops in pursuit and I'm sitting on a high seat. I heard your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy.
Thirsty Thursday, hot the full clip, you said no way. I said, okay, maybe later, as I spit my game by the elevator. Thump, thump, has him grabbing her hand, and I don't mind a girl with superior games.
You got me going crazy, the way you move me, baby. The others just don't faze me.
I'm a sentiment, ain't coming at your sleeve. I know, if this here is special. Eye contact and the lick of the lips. I'm over the hips, got me about to trip like the clumsiest kid. Hate game and a bang of the chest. Party don't rest, till I finesse the drop of the dress. Let the niggas see it, cause you know I'm the best.
Thought that you had me, boy. Met you at the after party. Not gonna do nothing, boy. Call me when I leave the lobby.
I know that you feel me, girl. Met you at the after party.
We
wife, my only favorite kiss the ring of the lips. I'm like when New Jack did the crack, who Cardi is the Mac, low just before the rap. I'm money make a sack, new fire make a track, true legends bring it back, consistently lyrically killing Cardi, bring that. Yeah, leaving nothing left, boy pack a hella left, brimstone fire, let it go on every breath. If I had a mic for every battle I won, it be one, my mic devour souls like Shang Tsung. Easy one, but I ain't never been known to take it easy, so end it one. I'm a legend cause I mention when they mention the best. I kill songs, I'm ill, I'm built strong. I'm above most these rappers, I'm standing with still song. They see me still here and they ask if he's still on. Without a question, he's a legend, the skills are still strong. Need the boost to make it better, I can better the booth. I better other soldiers in the field like medical troops. I'm better than you, the proof, I could never be you. I see my future real clear like I'm ahead of the truth. I'm so dope, they get addicted to me. So I don't write rhymes, I have to go prescription to free. Keep it hot, every drop, by any means necessary. You might be good, but consider me legendary.
Oh, something that I didn't wanna lose. And if you believe that, never had my heart broken. And that's a lie, you know, that's a true talker. We all learn from our faults or pretend to. We all fall or stumble, but we hear you. One sign, one youth, are we there too? Everybody's scared of getting older. Wanna be remembered in this lifetime. It's a shame some go, never got time. It's a shame so bright, never got shine. I see the stars in the sky, but I'm not crying. They in a better place, grandma, Miriam, Wayne, Sarah, up in there, hear me sing. Keep on living, keep doing my thing. For everyone that we missed, there's a whole reason. I got a light in my heart and I keep on feeling.
If I could fly away,
I need setting a pace. My nerves unsettled, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain honor, bombing my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars, the sun moves open. hold me. Your beautiful mama, you're everything I need. Family with me, the waters run deep. Now I'm in the knowing this evil around me, but now that you got me, nothing can find me. See no big shot with a powerful army. I'm calling it love, and the rest get the dub. I'ma stay wise with the goddess above. I look to the skies with love in my eyes. I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable.
Tristan on the track.
Okay, and now we're back. I just played a whole bunch of cardiac CPR back home in Boston, and he should be having some new songs coming out. I'll bring it up once again about the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. I am exhausted, and the kitties have finally chilled out. I don't know where the little one is, but... Oh, he's right behind me. He's all tuckered out. Well, here I'm going to bring up the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Once again, what it is about the museum. It's 100 exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There were over 350 concrete blocks that contained the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home. It needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard. And once again, it's 81 West K-A-N-E Creek, C-R-E-E-K Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@gmail.com. And it's J-O-H-N-H-A-G-N-E-R @gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, and Stunt Stars and Legends. And basically, I mean, once again, I do believe, you know, that this is a great thing for the stunt, you know, community and the entertainment business. So if you want to go, once again, if you like, it's tax deductible, and check it out there in the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. I did want to let you all know, we did reach goal on the martial arts kid. If you go to Kickstarter, there's still 2 hours left to still donate. And I'm actually going to put this on. Okay. We did reach goal. What? Why isn't it? Let me type it on here. Okay. I'm putting this on my Facebook. Did reach goal, but there is 2 hours left if you would. If you would still like to donate, it would be greatly appreciated. Okay, and on the martial arts, Ken, if you go to the Kickstarter page, you can put up, type in the Kickstarter page, the Martial Arts Kid. And what that is the Martial Arts Kid is a spectacular coming-of-age family action film that is founded in traditional and mixed martial arts. The Martial Arts Kid is going to be a classic coming-of-age movie for the whole family. It features important topics like class struggles, bullying, friendship, loyalty, responsibility, family, community, and even a sweet love story. The film will be partly shot in beautiful and sunny Florida and will star the greatest ensemble of martial arts legends ever ensembled, anywhere, ever. Hot cars, sunny beaches, epic battles, bad guys, and even some bad girls. Not since The Fast and the Furious has a movie screen had this much high-octane action. Your face will melt from the heat of the battles. This will be the greatest ensemble of real martial artists since Enter the Dragon and Force 5. And the synopsis, I'm bringing it up right now, when troubled teen Robbie moves to Cocoa Beach, Florida from Detroit after his grandmother has had enough of his antics, he soon realizes that everywhere he goes, there is somebody who doesn't want him to be happy. And at Cocoa Beach, that somebody is Bo Whitelaw, the toughest and most popular guy at the high school. From the moment Bo gives Robbie a beatdown in front of Rena, the prettiest girl in school, we know Robbie's chances of living in a happy neighborhood are not just realistic. To help Robbie stand a chance of survival in a dangerous teen world, his estranged Aunt Cindy and Uncle Glenn, played by action legends Cynthia Lady Dragon Rothrock and Don the Dragon Wilson, are there to coach and train Robbie. Along the way, Robbie learns defensive skills that will give him a chance to defend himself. But will there be enough to protect himself from Bo in an epic battle? And will Robbie ever be the man in Rena's eyes? Find out when everything comes to a head in a final showdown that pits legends of traditional martial arts against MMA fighters in a battle that you have to see to believe. And it says, where will the money go? We have some of the funding, yes. We're not penny pinches, but to make movies as high quality as it should, we need your extra help. And once again, they did make goal, but it still has 2 hours left, and anybody else that wants to donate, it'll be greatly appreciated. And what the producers have over 100 years of filmmaking experience between them, then utilizing Michael Baumgarten's past filmmaking successes and achieving high production value even on a low budget. Michael would create an on-screen world that gives the martial arts kid a combination of beauty, American life, and the grittiness of sometimes a dangerous world. We'll also get mega discounts on the equipment, locations, crew rates, and cast rates, while putting the money on the screen by bringing in some of the biggest names in martial arts. And in the grand scheme, we're literally producing this entire movie for even less than one supporting actor on a hit sitcom gets paid in a week, while cutting our rates because we really want to make the martial arts kid for our fellow martial artists around the world and for the fans of action movies in general. We want to prove that the value of names such as Don the Dragon Wilson and Cynthia Lady Dragon Rothrock, and there's a true interest in real martial arts films with the message. But we can't do this without your help. Now, once again, on Kickstarter, it's 2 hours left to go, so if you want to go there and check it out, all donations will still be greatly, greatly appreciated, and they're, like, surpassed it, so there's actually a wonderful cause there. So if you want to go and check it out, go and check out that page there. And I think that's everything I wanted to talk about tonight, because I did all my announcements, and I played a lot of songs here, so I just want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart, you know, tuning in, and just remember that it's, you know, it's because of you, for the supporters and all the listeners and such. I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I want to play a song here. Once again, thank you for the support of my show. And I will be getting wonderful guests for my show. And I'm very lucky and very blessed, you know, to be able to do this. So here I am. I think I did all, once again, I think I did all the announcements, everything I'm going to do. And if you want to check out the Cyber Joy Foundation, please check it out and give and like the page there. And I'm going to be getting, like I said, more and more guests on the show. I got to do some more of my homework. And I just want to say thank you so much, you know, for all tuning in. And everyone, have a good night.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close, hit the ground and I'm down here, dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like, and now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl, I'll be back
and we can travel the world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by,
I'll be looking down on you, you'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see, we'll be free, spread my wings, and we can see the world. I can take you places that you've never been. But if I can fly, if I can fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go away.